Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen. Empowered communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us tonight on LA Talk Radio, Empowered Communication Radio Show. My name is Sue Wagner, Dr. Pat Allen's daughter, and the director of the Dr. Pat Allen Want Institute. The Want Institute currently provides facilitators that offer monthly ladies groups that will educate you with techniques for how to begin, build, and maintain lasting, loving relationships. The facilitators will introduce you to basic communication skills using the techniques of want training as developed by Dr. Pat Allen. The call-in number for the show tonight is 323-203-0815. When you call the number, Sam at the switchboard sees your number and will call you back to be connected to the show. Please make sure you pick up the callback number and enter the number in your phone contact list to avoid going to spam. Before we take your questions, I want to tell you that we have two of Dr. Pat Allen's coaches on tonight, Kelly Ward and Patricia Elkidge, and myself were a coach. Dr. Allen will be joining us next week. Dr. Allen trained us all with her want training techniques. Kelly, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hey, everybody. We're glad you're out there with us tonight.
And we have Patricia. She's the dream interpreter specialist. And also she does life script reading. Patricia, do you want to say hello to the audience?
Hi, it's great to be here with you and all of you out there.
Before we get started with the call-in, if you have any questions or you want information on the ladies groups, you can reach me at 949-723-0338. And our email is info@drpatallen.com. Kelly, do you want to start the show off?
Hey, yeah. So one of my ladies reached out, and she has a pretty sad problem. So here's what happened. Her husband was in a car accident with their three-year-old son, and the three-year-old passed away. The husband's recovered, but the problem with the wife is she has a level of resentment toward her husband, and every time she looks at her husband, she sees her little boy in him, and she doesn't want to divorce her husband. She loves her husband. She doesn't know how to get through this, and she feels like angry. She wants to have angry conversations with him, but she's trying to hold back. What tools do you guys think that she should use to talk to him about how she's feeling and how to cope with it?
Tricia, do you want to answer that question?
Yeah, well, now we're dealing with trauma. And I suggest people who've had trauma in their lives do some private work with someone, like either me or somebody virtually. I do virtual work, but the trauma work through dreams and other means will help your processing of how long ago was this? Do we know how long ago was the accident?
Yeah, 18 months.
Yeah, well, it's going to take some time, at least minimum 2 years, and to process this. I suggest she go to a grief group, number one. And mm-hmm. Grief groups all over the country, affiliated with hospitals, affiliated with churches. So I suggest a grief group first, and then you can have couples grief work with those grief counseling places. And call me, and we'll do some trauma work. Did we have a caller come in?
We did, but then they went off. Hopefully, caller, if you hear us, you can call in again. The call-in number is 323-203-0815. I totally agree with you. So do you think that she'll ever forgive her husband?
Some people get past it. I have a couple of
Caller, are you still on the air here?
Yeah, I think so. Oh. Can you hear me?
Yeah. Do you have a question for us?
Yes. Hi, my name is Charlotte. I'm calling. I wanted to know how I should handle or how I should think about I have a boyfriend and it's kind of new, a month or two, and he feels kind of embarrassed to have a girlfriend.
Oh. Kelly, do you want to take that one? Kelly, are you there? Oh, Patricia, do you want to? Kelly?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Patricia,
well,
do you want to
hi,
take
Charlotte.
That one?
Okay.
Hi.
We these are oftentimes guys they have not gone through their Fisher King wound, meaning is he an adult?
Yes.
Chronologically, he's an adult. But a lot of times we have a boy in a man's body, someone who has not grown up, and they aren't ready to be partnered. But it takes a boy doesn't become a gentleman until he meets a lady. So it's up to us ladies to use rational communication tools to help mold them so that they can move into their adult malehood. And so that's why we have the ladies groups and learning communication tools that you can use. But there's nothing, you can't make somebody get past their fear of relationship. They just have to want you enough and know that you're desirable enough and worth giving up their independence.
Okay.
So when a boy in a man's body likes to play the field, which is normal until he finds the lady he wants to be with. And when she does not give up her virtue until she has a deal, a communicated commitment of long-term longevity, monogamy, social and sexual monogamy, going towards a long-term marriage, possibly. So when we have those things in place verbally, then we have a chance of this person wanting to be in a long-term relationship.
I think so. Where we're at is we have a commitment, or we have a verbal contract to be in a committed relationship. Mm-hmm. But I think he just expresses that he feels like having a girlfriend is embarrassing. And I think that he took a lot of pride in being kind of ladies' man to his friends. And so now he feels kind of like to go plan things together where his friends are or do anything like that. I think he feels a little bit like hobbled or emasculated by having a woman in his life now.
No, that's not, he doesn't feel emasculated. He feels he feels that he can't play the field, and he wants to be macho around the guy friends. And you can clearly tell him that your comfort level of being letting him know. That's why you need a symbol as a promise ring. Do you have a promise ring?
No, but his mentor did suggest one.
Yes, a promise ring is a symbol of that commitment, and they need to give you some sort of a symbol so that they know that they are one level into commitment.
Should I be the one to suggest that to him, or
absolutely.
How does that?
Absolutely.
So nervous to do that without being like.
Sue, do you want to tell her how to ask for a promise ring?
Well, they're already in a committed relationship, are they not? Are they headed towards marriage?
We are in a committed relationship, but I don't know if we're headed towards marriage because it's only been like a month or two.
Are you guys having sex, intercourse?
Yes, exclusively.
Okay, and you don't know. Well, usually before you have intercourse, you try to make a contract where the relationship's going. Long-term committed relationship headed for marriage or mating. Did you tell him? Where do you want the relationship to go?
Yes, I've told him that that's what I want. And so if at any, and that's what I want for my life. I'm 33. So if at any point he knows that he doesn't want that, to let me know so that I can move on and find
that. Okay. Well, since what I'm hearing is he's already embarrassed to have a girlfriend. So I would be kind of, I'd be on shaky grounds thinking that I'd be disposable at any time. So I would
say you
have to make an appointment. That's the first tool. It's make an appointment, do the stroke and stand. You make an appointment. Honey, I have something that's kind of sensitive to talk to you about. Is this a good time? He says yes. Then you stroke him. It's been so great to have you as my boyfriend the past couple months. I feel real, I'm very happy that we're building together. And then you go in for the stand. However, I'm uncomfortable not knowing where this relationship is going. I'd feel more comfortable if I had a promise ring as a symbol that we're building a relationship and hopefully headed towards marriage. What do you think? Do you think
okay.
Say that? This is recorded so you could go back and listen to it. How would you feel about saying that?
I would feel good about me saying that. But when we talked about a promise ring before, I asked him, because he asked if I wanted one. And I asked him if that would be an indication that he was interested in getting married or engaged down the road. And he said no. And I said, I don't understand what it's for then.
Now, if you can't push these guys who've been a playboy for a long time
too far,
you got to get a promise ring first and quit while you're ahead there.
Yeah.
What I'm afraid of. But like I put him in the because I was like, listen, we can't sleep together if we're not in an exclusive relationship. I just don't do that. I don't feel comfortable.
Okay.
And so I put that down first. And then he initially had some issues because sticking to that. And then he recommitted to that. But my anxiety is that I'm the one initiating all of the forward progress or commitment, and that he's going to feel annoyed or trapped, especially because he's already like, for instance, I'd like to give you an example. I went to New York City for like just to go to a show, and it was a day or so after I had caught him making plans to meet all of these girls out of the state and out of the country and meet up with them romantically after he had committed to being exclusive with me. And so I took some time away to process, and then later he came up with some solutions to apologize, and I agreed. And then he came to New York and he spent some time with me. And while we were there, he wanted to meet up with a friend, a male friend of his. So we were all shopping and I saw this robe that I liked, and he was like, do you like that? And I was like, yeah, I love it. And then he grabbed it and went to go buy it for me. And when I walked over to the cash register, I was like, babe, thank you so much. And because his friend was there, he was like, oh, you thought this was for you? This is for me. And he was like trying it on. And then later I was like, oh, and I felt embarrassed. I was like, oh, I did think that was for me. And then later he was like, it was for you. I just didn't want my friend to think I'm like a wuss or I don't know, like something. So stuff like that makes me hesitant to ask for a promise ring, because I just feel like, I don't know. Do you know what I'm saying?
I hear you. How old are you?
I'm 33 and he's 37. He's almost 38.
And I'm hearing, I can't tell you to leave, but if you're in such an anxiety state in the beginning of the relationship, which is supposed to be the perfect stage, and he's already kind of shown signs of cheating, is this something you want? Because whatever they do in the beginning is usually what's going to happen throughout the relationship. Do you have any suggestions, Patricia?
Yes, I say you have open discussion about his level of commitment, and you need to feel comfortable with his answer, and if he is going to be truthful, and So it's an open discussion. This is not a closed deal yet. You don't have a promise ring. You have somebody who has demonstrated lack of commitment or breaking commitments. So you are on shaky ground with this one.
Kelly,
okay,
do you
have my intuition too.
On top of that,
Kelly, do you have any?
I understand your trepidation at discussing it with him, worrying that, you know, you're going to make him feel trapped. But here's the thing. If he's going to, you know, not be committable, maybe you have the conversation with him and he finds he's opposed to it, then you just let him go. Because I see what Patricia's saying. Like, if he's already having issues with commitment and maybe, you know, playing the field, it sounds to me like he has a habit of playing the field, and it's, you know, it's not an easy habit to break for them.
Well, these guys can be molded. They are all playboys until they decide there's one woman who's worth giving up that part of their independence. So, and one thing that Dr. Pat Allen always said was the only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep. So he has, you know, been busted by you once, from what you say, and he doesn't get a second chance of, you give somebody a second chance, but they don't get more chances than that of breaking commitments.
Right.
Yeah, isn't it? Dr. Allen says, don't trust anybody. Watch their trustworthy record. And he's already showing untrustworthiness.
So but I do think that he's had a long-term relationship in the past that he says he was pretty monogamous in. So I'm willing to wait and collect more information.
Do that. Information, and we know how to help you get out of it in a graceful way if it comes to that.
Okay. And that's pretty interesting language that you said. He was pretty monogamous. Meaning,
well, I don't know if I understand the whole story. Yeah, I don't know if he's. I don't know if I know the whole story. So,
yeah, maybe. Right. You got his part, his end of it.
His version seems a little shaky. Yeah. His
version could be shaky. So more will
there's always three versions: his story, her story, and the true story.
Right. That's right. So stay tuned with us, stay close, and more will be revealed, and contact us. You know how to contact us, and We'll walk with you through this.
Yeah, call us back next week. And remember, even if he goes away, men have 8 weeks to ruminate if they miss you. They always come back when you give them. You give them like the ultimatum. So, you know, you're valuable. Set your standard on how valuable. Men want virtue. They want virtuous women.
And they also test us to see if we're going to go off on them and be a witch.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's his thing.
Yeah, so don't go there. Don't go there.
Thank you for the reminder. That's a good one.
Okay.
Yeah. Be virtuous, have standards, and love yourself first. Yeah, love yourself first. Don't be a doormat.
Yeah.
All right, thank you, ladies. I'll call back soon.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Oh, I feel sorry for the girl. That's
There are a lot of those stories out there just like that. There
yes.
are a lot of guys nowadays who play the field on the sites, you know, the dating sites, and the girls get bonded when they give sex too soon without knowing who they're dealing with, and then they feel hurt.
Let me ask you something. I have something to throw out there. You know, now since they have all these from when we were younger, but all the dating sites where there's always another available person, do you think people are wanting the next generation, or they just want to be in serial relationships, just no commitments?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm finding that.
Without a doubt. This is the grass is got to be, there's a better deal next door. There's a better deal on the next swipe. oh, yeah, the next wife will be a better, you know, everybody's looking for the next better thing. And people have this fear of commitment. It's absolutely rampant.
Yeah.
No.
Well, I think one of the things that's interesting is we get a lot of age old adages. And one of them is there's plenty of fish in the sea and another bus will come along. One of the things when they're looking for that greener grass on the other side of the fence, you may want to check and see if there's a septic tank field under there, because sometimes that's what you run into.
That's what there's a lot of.
But I think, I think that it's easier to, you know, swipe through a ton of people, you know, and the days before this, I don't think it was so easy to swipe through people, you know? And I think that's one of the reasons that
people and go
back in the day, newbie dating was natural.
You're right.
Yeah, it was. You met people, you went out and met them at the nightclubs, and you met them through friends, or you met them at the restaurant or just schools and things like that. Now, people don't even know how to meet them other than a dating site. They just don't meet them in coffee shops or at restaurants or schools anymore.
There's another problem with boys and men's bodies is this lack of responsibility that has seemed to be rampant. And there's a wonderful Jordan Peterson is an author and a professor
he's magnificent.
Yeah, Jordan Peterson has a lot to see. He has books on about young men pulling themselves together and developing some responsibility. So any men out there listening, Jordan Peterson, look him up. He's got YouTube lectures and TED Talks, and he's a good one for the young men.
Yeah.
Oh, back to the death thing, Kelly.
All the way back to children.
The trauma situation. It's called On Death and Dying by Kubler-Ross, The Five Stages of Grief. There's denial, anger, bargaining, depression, and then acceptance. And you have to go through those phases, and these grief groups help you process those very crucial phases of healing from that type of death and dying.
Yeah, he's having a hard time processing, too. He's carrying a lot of guilt, and of course. How could he not be? Mm-hmm. But my big concern with her is, and I told her this, I said, you've got to get some trauma treatment for yourself, because you are in a hole and you're digging in the hole, and he's in the hole and he's digging, and the best way to get out of a hole is to stop digging. So here's the thing.
They need to go to grief groups, even if they go together or by themselves. And the groups are very useful, not only grief counseling one-on-one, but grief groups, because you see you're in a place, a safe place where people are processing grief, and you can learn from other people with the facilitator there. And it's really the right thing to do for both parties here. And again, the book on that is called On Death and Dying, Kubler-Ross.
Yeah, and the other thing, too, is that I told her, I said, I feel that the best thing for you to do is to understand you want to help him, and I see you want to help him, although you have this level of anger at him. Maybe you got to work on yourself first and try to use the tools and have a communication with him about him seeking some MDR therapy, something like that, you know, because she's saying he has nightmares,
They both really need to be in grief counseling. They really, that's the best place for this.
Yeah.
It really is.
It's a tragedy.
It is. I'm sorry to hear that. But back to the women who are dealing with this dating app situation, and the guys too, and a lot of the men, men are programmed to have
polygamous. Yeah,
this was part of evolution, yeah, is to populate the planet. So spreading their seed is animal nature, but it's up to the women to set the standards, right, Sue?
A lot of the women nowadays, because of their daddy issues, and they have a hard time setting standards for themselves. They expect the guy to know how to date them in a certain way. And they don't, you know, you have to communicate what kind of, you know, yes, Dr. Allen's main word is you have to know how to say no. And a lot of my ladies in the group are angry because the men do stupid stuff, but they don't tell the men what would make them happy. They just start going down the list of what he does wrong. And when you go through all the stuff you did wrong, more stuff comes. You don't see any of the good in the man. And then you're on the
front. No perfect
person. Yes. I look at the guys that some of these women go, and I go, he's perfect. Well, he talks too much, or he didn't plan the date, or, and I'm like, that's easy to fix.
They're into blemishing. People nowadays are looking for the blemishes. We have to, one thing Dr. Allen always said was, find the gem, yeah, and the puzzle in every person. Look,
yes,
for the gem and the puzzle,
yeah,
in every,
yes,
person.
Because if the guy talks too much, you can casually tell him that I appreciate all that you're saying, but it's a little bit too much information. That's a way to say you talk too much.
Right, the right way. How you teach, yes, that's right.
You know, so Dr. Allen has a certain set of tools that Kelly and I teach in the ladies' groups, which we are having another group coming up in September. So, and then Patricia does the dream interpretation, and Dr. Allen and Patricia both are good with life scripts. So if you want information on the ladies groups, Kelly, do you want to tell a little bit about what you do in your ladies groups?
Yeah. So what I do in my ladies groups, especially my ladies that are hunting on the apps, is I try to help them set up a program where they're going to go out in the actual big, bad, scary, real world and meet big, bad, scary, real people. And, I give them techniques to how can you do it? Like, they're like, I don't know how to meet somebody. And I'm like, well, we're going to start with a 5-second flirt. You're never going to bring your phone out of your handbag when you're sitting there at the Starbucks or the local coffee shop or anywhere else, where you have a little sandwich, like at a little open air cafe, no phone. You can bring a prop, you can bring a book, something with a catchy title, or maybe something on the top seller list that everybody's talking about reading, something like that. But you have to engage in real life with real human beings, because swiping left and swiping right is a step away from reality. Like I said, people are going to put up their best face on these dating apps. And, I just had one girl call me like in crisis mode because she met with this guy. He said he was 6 feet tall. He was like 5'7". He said he was athletic and trim, and he wasn't. And she said, well, how do they think they can get away with lying? And I'm like, I don't know, to be honest with you, but they think that they can. Like, you'll take a chance and you'll be so impressed with their personality that it won't matter that they said they were Tom Cruise, but they were really Quasimodo. So, and then she's like, well, he just started off as a liar. I said, but you're going to go through that when you have a dating app.
Yes.
Kind of a relationship. But if you meet somebody out in the real world, I said, like, go to the supermarket during times when single men would be at the supermarket. You can pretty much tell it's a single man. He's not pushing a big shopping cart with fruity pebbles in it. The guy that's pushing the shopping cart with fruity pebbles, he's married. He's got kids. Or he eats real bad. One of the three. Look for the guy that's got the little hand cart, or he's got all of his groceries in his right arm and he's fumbling, to get his wallet out. This is the single man. Go where men are. My ladies are like, I was looking at Pilates. I'm like, men are not Pilates. Men are at golf courses. Men are at bowling alleys. Men are at rodeos. Men are at car shows. men are at places where men go and women are at places where women go when they're not trying to find a man. Don't go there. If you're going to a group of ladies learning with a group of ladies learning how to dance, you're not going to find a guy there. You're not. And what kind of guy are you looking for? You're looking for a guy that's like, you know, a rough and ready kind of guy? Are you looking for a sophisticated businessman? If you're looking for a sophisticated businessman, you go to a nice professional bar near, like, in Century City where attorneys are and doctors are. Or, you know, if you're looking for a cowboy, you know, you're going to the state fair. What are we looking for? Who are we looking for? I can encourage them to create their dream man and make him, I mean, absolutely perfect. And then we go through the list and we check it off. Is this a red line? Is this a red flag thing? Is this an absolute have to have? Will you compromise on this? Will you compromise on that? He has to be 6'4". Good luck with that. Okay. Are you willing to say he can be 5'11"? Like, where are we at with this? So let's really figure out who we're looking for. What are we looking for? You know, are you looking for somebody handy that you marry and you give him a honey-do list and he actually does it? If you're marrying an executive, you're not getting that. That's not happening. So figure out who you really want to be with. And then that's where you have to hunt.
Yeah, you have to have kind of a program of what the guy you want. Yeah.
So we have a really good time doing that. We do it as an exercise of building the perfect man, you know. And I always liken it to, I say, like, you know, it's like building your dream house. Like, build your dream man. Let's see who he is. Let's find him. Let's find as many points on him as we can. You know, we'll figure out where to look when we figure out who you want. So we do that. That's one of our exercises. I encourage them to journal any incidents and, you know, account acquaintances or when they have contact with somebody or when they went out and they did the 5-second flirt and it made somebody respond. So we do that. And then a lot of times we talk about if they're in a relationship, you know, how to properly use the tools. And one of my big ones is keeping that yang mouth shut.
That's a big one. Well, thank you. Yeah, Kelly has some new spots opening up. So if you, and I do too, if you want to have some information, you can reach me at info@drpatallen.com. Or you can call the office at 949-723-0338. I've mentioned this before. On our website, Dr. Allen has a free video on her chemistry, compatibility, and communication, where she demonstrates going through the tools and a lot of other of her information. It's on www.drpatallen.com. There's a free access tab. Just click it and you have access to watch the video. And we have Patricia here. She's the dream expert and she also does life scripts. Patricia, do you want to talk to the audience about what you offer?
Yes. Well, I might give a little plug for my book here. My book is called The Dream Class. I found on Amazon. It's called The Dream Class, subtitled Know Your Dreams, Know Yourself. And I've been doing dream work for over 25 years, and it's got 45 star reviews. And this is a work that I've done for a long time, and Dr. Pat was very instrumental. As a matter of fact, she wrote the foreword to my book, which was very, very kind of her. And this is how we can get into your subconscious to know how you're really thinking and feeling. Because our front of our minds, our conscious mind, is filtered, but our subconscious mind is where the dreams come from. And that's how we can really get to the bottom of things, how we're really thinking and feeling. And then when I do the life scripts, I send out a questionnaire, 27 questions that it's homework for you to fill out, that is about you, how you became you, starting from 6 months in utero to growing up into today. And then you have a session, you make a session with me, and I dig even further, like a archaeological excavation, to really put out on the table all the things that made you you, and then we decide, I help you decide for yourself what parts of your behavior, your attitudes, and the way you operate no longer serve you, so we can create new behaviors so you can have a more flourishing life.
Thank you. Patricia was on the radio show before, and Kelly was one of the mediators as well. So we have, if anybody wants to call in with another question, the call-in number is 323-203-0815. And if you cannot call in live, you can always email me at the office a question, and we'll be happy to read it on the radio show. And then you can listen to the answer on the archives. Kelly, do you have any other call-in questions or people that had written you questions?
pardon me. Yes. We have a gal who has questions about the high by letter. But the reason it's an interesting question is because her adult daughter and her have had a terrible falling out. And she would like us to go over how you would write a hi bye letter to your adult child to see where it could go.
Okay. Well, you would do it the same way as the format that doesn't change when you want to disengage from someone who has talked. Oh, looks like we have a caller coming in.
Oh. Caller, you're on the air. Do you have a question for us?
I sure do. My question is it okay to mother a man if he asks you to or tells you that he wants you to?
You can answer that, Patricia.
It depends on the situation. If the man is sick and he says, I need care, but if in what case? Is this across the board every day, all the time, or just in certain instances?
Across the board. So, like, for example, he feels that if he cooks something, he gets to leave all the pots and pans for other people to clean up. He wants somebody to make him a plate. If there's a dessert and the family eats it all, he complains that nobody thought about him and saved him a slice just because.
Well, here's where we need some negotiating. This is where you have not negotiated. We talk about negotiate. Are you living together? Is this a live-in boyfriend?
Yeah. Oh, he's my husband.
As your husband. Okay. Yes. Well, this is another thing I do. I work with couples, and I help them do their relationship agreements. And this is where I send you a little format of how to work out your time, space, money, and play. And within those categories, those subcategories are the I time, me time, your time, our time. Then there's space, my space, your space, our space, and how that works, including chores and maintenance. Then there is times money, my money, your money, our money, and how we spend it. How I spend my money is my business. How you spend your money is your, and how we deal with money. And play, how we make play time together, how I play with my friends, how you play with your friends, and how we play with others. So these things are, every area of your life needs to be negotiated to alleviate the resentments that you're building up now. So if you ever want to, you can get a hold of me, and I'll definitely help you work out your relationship negotiations. And it really helps people to stop pushing things under the rug and building resentments, which will kill a relationship.
That's exactly what's happening.
Yeah, we get turned off, right?
Yes.
Okay, so let's not play that game and figure out, call us. My email is patricia@thedreamclass.com. And I love working with couples, helping them work out these negotiations. And it is doable. And it helps alleviate problems before they arise.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Yes.
Great question.
That's people build resentments, and then when you know what happens, things go south in the bedroom.
Yeah, because that's true. Thank you, caller.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a little bit like I'm going to use this to punish you because you're not doing what I want you to do. And that's that lack of communication when it comes to what's happening and that lack of negotiation. Totally cool.
Well, if they set up a deal where she cooks all the meals and she does the cleanups and I can see where that would work, but she has to agree to what he's requesting.
We
as well.
Negotiated. It's spoken about, not each time. We suggest that you do this at least once a year, revamp your relationship negotiations. It just keeps things more peaceful at home, and it keeps the love alive.
So, yeah, everybody has their assigned jobs because there's a lot of people with the who's cooking dinner tonight or who's taking out the trash. Mm-hmm. Or I did that last week. I hear them all. I do that all the time. It's your turn.
Yeah, but if it's negotiated up front, and then you can renegotiate. It's not a set thing forever. You can say, well, we tried this for a few months, but that part's not working for me. We need to renegotiate this aspect over here. So you can negotiate the various points.
Yeah, that's true. Good call-in question. I wonder did she say how long she was married? Did she tell you how long she was married?
No.
Oh. Because I'd be curious to find out how long she's married. Yeah.
Okay, well, hopefully she'll contact us.
Yeah, that would be nice to know. Patricia, do you have any questions you have from your callers or to go?
I had some, but sometimes I get the people write in dreams. I often get the dream calls, and I work with people all over the world, as a matter of fact. I had somebody from India this weekend and someone also from Holland and Australia. So I cover the globe with people calling me about dreams.
If let me ask you two ladies, Dr. Allen teaches the femininity. You know, I hear a lot of these coaches about embody femininity. How would you suggest ladies incorporate their femininity other than just doing bubble baths? Because they all tell me they've done 50 million bubble baths. How can they get in?
I take three baths a week with Epsom salt.
Well, but you're different. You know Dr. Allen's material. For somebody that we want them to be in their feminine, and they have to really embody it.
The feminine is the body. We have to feel good. So that means, can you get a manicure? Can you get a pedicure? You have to do something at least for yourself or have something done to you where you're receiving, pleasure for your body. Get a massage, get a manicure, get a pedicure. Even go for a walk on the beach barefoot. That's connecting to the earth. That's something where you're just getting out of your head and into your body. So that's why I say the baths, because it's something for your body where you can get out of your head.
Yeah. Kelly, what do you tell your ladies when you want to?
I truly believe in grounding. I feel that if they are getting in touch with, you know, I say go and find the finest cheese and the finest thing you can that you love to eat, and take yourself all by yourself on a picnic to the beach, to the river, to a lake. Take your shoes off, sit there and enjoy your little cheese, your little grapes, and whatever, and just sit there by yourself and just suck it in. It's really important. It's a rejuvenation thing. Some people don't really care for taking baths, and they always say that to me. I don't really like to take a bath. And then I say, okay, great. Let's figure out what you like to do, and let's have it. Like, do you like to polish your nails? Do you like to have, like, different cups of tea? See, I'm a tea person. So for me, I will go and explore different cups of tea, different flavors, you know. I say, do you like to grow things? Like, it's really rewarding to grow herbs and use them in your cooking. It's really rewarding to grow lettuce and tomatoes. And once they produce, and they're like, oh, I love that. So they're really getting into that, you know, sort of like a hobby that kind of produces something and feeds them. And I'm like, yeah, okay. Barefoot in the garden, barefoot in the garden. I really believe in that. Grounding to the earth is a big deal. Sometimes we don't even know we need it, but it's energizing and it's rejuvenating. I tell them, let's find a hobby. Do you like to paint? Do you like to draw? Do you like to journal? Do you like to scrapbook? What's something that would produce a product that you could look back and think, I did that. I love that. This was a great time. This made me feel good. This made me feel, you know, special. This made me feel creative. So I try to give them things like that when they're resistant to, like, you know, bubble baths and things like that, which, you know, I always think a bubble bath is great. So, you know, I try to give them things that they would really, what's their spin? What's their thing in life that really
that they feel good about doing? Dancing is one thing. I tell them arts and crafts. Gardening is always good. That self-care, manicures, pedicures, beauty salons, going into shopping without having to buy stuff. Just look, you know, window shopping to look at all the pretty things that you like. That's all feminine embodiment. We're running to the end of the show. Do you have anything else you ladies want to share with the audience?
Well, I really I appreciated being on with you and being able to share what we have together to share here. And always remember what Dr. Allen says. The only way you know you love yourself or anybody else is by the commitments you're willing to make and keep.
Kelly, do you want to say goodbye to the audience?
Yeah, we love you guys. We hope you'll be back with us next week. Keep the faith and keep moving forward. And don't forget, look them in the eyes and smile.
And if you want any information on the upcoming ladies groups, just contact me at 949-723-0338 or info@drpetallen.com. Dr. Allen does have ladies groups, but unfortunately they're full and the ladies stay continuously. So I pretty rarely get an opening. So that's why Kelly and I opened up some ladies groups. So Dr. Allen will be on next week and we'll see you all next week. Thank you for joining us.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
You're listening to On the Air with Dr. Pat Allen, Empowered Communication, right here on LA Talk Radio.